What about the Vindhi? Mm-hmm. Right. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Shyamakanda Radha Gati Giri Guru Nanti Jaya. Shri Vrindavan Dami Jaya. Nanda Dami Jaya. Jaya Jumana Tosti Bhakti Jaya. Ananda Vali Vaishnava Vindhi Jaya. Sri Bhakti Vindhi Jaya. Gopa Nandi. Aglai Sri Samadha Bodhi Bhagavad Sri Samadha Bodhi Bhagavad Sri Samadha Bodhi Bhagavad Sri Guru Sri Guru Bhagavad Sri Sri Bhagavad. Translation: when the priest and all others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, "O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in the sacrifice." Such are the directions given by Shastra. Therefore, animal killing is intended for different purposes. It tests the proper pronunciation of Vedic mantras, and an animal being put into sacrificial fire should come out with a new life. No one should ever be killed in a sacrifice meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. How then would Indra be killed when he was worshipped in Yajna and accepted as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, the priest requested Prithu not to kill him. Dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras, which were never before used, and certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into the fire, because he is your enemy. Purport: by chanting the Vedic mantras properly and sacrifice, one can perform many wonderful things in Kali Yuga. However, there is no qualified Brahmins who can chant the mantras properly. Constantly, no attempt should be made to perform such big sacrifices. In this age, the only sacrifice recommended is the Sankirtan Yajna. My dear Vidura, after giving the king this advice, the priest who had been engaged in performing the sacrifice called for Indra, the king of heaven, in a mood of great anger. When they were just ready to put the oblation in the fire, Lord Brahma appeared on the scene and forbade them to start the sacrifice. Lord Brahma addressed them thus: my dear sacrificial performers, you cannot kill Indra, the king of heaven. It is not your duty. You should know that Indra is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, he is one of the most powerful assistants of the Personality of Godhead. You are trying to satisfy all the demigods by the performance of this yajna, but you should know that all these demigods are the part and parcel of Indra, the King of Heaven. How then can you kill him in this great sacrifice? In order to make trouble and impede the performance of King Prithu's great sacrifice, King Indra had adopted some means that in the future would destroy the clear path of religious life. I draw your attention to this fact. If you oppose him any further, he will further misuse his power and introduce many other religious systems. Let there be only 99 sacrificial performances for Maharaj Prithu, Lord Brahma concluded. Lord Brahma then turned towards Maharaj Prithu and informed him that since he was thoroughly aware of the path of liberation, what was the use of performing more sacrifices? Purport: Lord Brahma came to pacify King Prithu regarding his continual performance of 100 sacrifices. King Prithu was determined to perform 100 sacrifices, and King Indra took this very seriously because Indra himself was known as the performer of 100 sacrifices. Just as it is the nature of all living entities within this material world become envious of the competitors, King Indra, although King of Heaven, was also envious of King Prithu and therefore wanted to stop him from performing 100 sacrifices. Actually, there was great competition, and King Indra, to satisfy his senses, began to invent so many irreligious systems to obstruct King Prithu. To stop these irreligious inventions, Lord Brahma personally appeared in the sacrificial arena. As far as Maharaj Prithu was concerned, he was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not necessary for him to perform the described related rituals or ceremonies. Such ceremonies are known as karma, and there's no need for a devotee in the transcendental position to execute them. As the ideal king, however, it was King Prithu's duty to perform sacrifices. A compromise was therefore to be worked out. By the blessing of Lord Brahma, King Prithu would become very famous, more famous than King Indra. Thus, Prithu's determination to perform 100 sacrifices was indirectly fulfilled by the blessings of Brahma. Lord Brahma continued, "Let there be good fortune to both you, for you and King Indra are both part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Therefore, you should not be angry with King Indra, who is non-different from you. My dear King, do not be agitated and become anxious because your sacrifice does not have been properly executed due to providential impediments. Kindly take my words with great respect. We should always remember that if something happens by providential arrangement, we should not be very sorry. The more we try to rectify such reverses, the more we enter into the darkest region of material thought. Therefore, sometimes the saint or a very religious person also has to meet with reversals in life. Such incidents should be taken as providential. Although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid counteracting such reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest regions of material anxiety. Lord Krishna has also advised us in this connection we should tolerate things instead of becoming agitated. Lord Brahma continued, "Stop the performance of these sacrifices, for they have introduced so many irreligious aspects. You should know very well that even amongst demigods, there are many unwanted desires. Therefore, there are many competitors in ordinary business affairs, and the Karmakanda chapters of the Vedas sometimes cause competition and envy among karmis. A karmi must be envious because he wishes to enjoy material pleasures to their fullest extent. That is the material disease. Possibly there is always competition among karmis, either in ordinary business affairs or in the performance of yajna. Lord Brahma's purpose was to end the competition between Lord Indra and Maharaj Prithu. Because Maharaj Prithu was a great devotee incarnation of God, he is requested to stop the sacrifice so that Indra might not further introduce their religious systems, which are always followed by criminal-minded people." When the priests and all others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, "Oh great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in the sacrifice." Such are the directions given in Shastra. So when Prithu Maharaj wanted to kill Indra because he was disguising himself and setting a bad example and also interrupting the horse sacrifice, then the priests interfered and they said, "You can't do this in this sacrifice." But then they prepared to do another sacrifice and cause Indra to fall into the fire. And again he would be killed. So the same result was there. So Brahma interfered at that moment. And then he said, "You cannot do this because Indra is also a representative of the Supreme Lord. And he's also worshipped in the yajna. So you're doing yajna in which Indra is worshipped, and you're also trying to kill Indra. So in this way, you're also interfering with the performance of sacrifice." And as we know, interruption of sacrifice was the problem previously with King Vena. So by killing Indra, you're also doing a very similar thing. So then Brahma said that the best solution is that Prithu stop his sacrifice on the 99th sacrifice so that he doesn't interfere with the powers of Indra, who is famous for doing 100 sacrifices. in this way Indra would be satisfied. So he worked out some sort of compromise for Pridhu Maharaj. And he also made an important point that actually, what is the point of doing all these sacrifices? So that is the point. Of course, sacrifices are part of the karma kanda. And Pridhu Maharaj is Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So he should not be attached to doing these sacrifices. Though he is capable of doing them, at the same time, it's not necessary that he does them because he is Supreme Lord. And he should actually be setting an example of detachment from karma and should show a preference for bhakti. So in this way, he gives an argument. The counter-argument from Pridhu Maharaj's side is that he should set a good example for others. But to do that, he doesn't have to do 100 sacrifices. He can do a few, and then that sets an example for the rest of the population. So he should engage in karma only for setting an example, not for competing with Indra. So if Indra wants to do 100 horse sacrifices, that let that be. He is famous for such things, doing karma yoga, whatever. But Pritu Maharaj, as the king, doesn't have to do that. He can set an example by doing some sacrifices, but less than Indra's. So in this way, Indra will be satisfied, and they don't have to kill him. And the main point of Indra was that not only he's killed, but the reason was that he would introduce these disguises, false disguises of sadhus. So that's the bad part. So the more you harass him, the more he will do such things. So better we stop all of this by satisfying him. So either killing him or continuing the sacrifices, trying to do that, is not a proper thing. So therefore, Brahma gave this type of solution for this problem. So from this we can observe the role that Brahma can play in some situations, even though we see that Brahma also becomes bewildered by Krishna sometimes. Nevertheless, he takes a role of trying to make sure that the order in the universe is maintained. So under him are the devatas, and usually the devatas will go to Lord Brahma when there is some problem. So when Kamsa was killing all the people and suppressing the Brahmanas, then the devatas went to Brahma, and then Brahma went to the Supreme Lord. So the Brahma plays a role to maintain the order of the universe by different means. So sometimes he will call for the Supreme Lord to come. Sometimes he will mediate between different parties. And sometimes he will give good advice. So we see his role is varied. But he wants to maintain this peace within the universe under the direction of the Supreme Lord. So his part here is to make sure that the devatas and Indra continue in their positions rather than getting harassed or killed or whatever. So Indra lasts in his post for 1 month entire period. Then he's replaced by another Indra. So for the whole period, he should carry out his functions and not be killed in the middle. So for this reason, Brahma is saying you cannot kill him and interrupt the whole process. Otherwise, you have to appoint a new Indra, and that will cause problems. So Brahma's role here is to maintain the order that is being maintained. At the same time, we also know that Brahma has great knowledge because he personally saw the Supreme Lord, and he got the Bhagavatam in the form of the four verses in the beginning. So he has special knowledge. He is not only interested in maintaining devatas in their position, he understands the superiority of devotion to everything else, and ultimately devotion is the process. And therefore, when he is giving advice to Prithu, he says, actually, you don't have to do these sacrifices, so many sacrifices. For the common people, you can set an example, but you don't have to do hundreds of sacrifices. In this way, you don't have to compete with Lord Brahma, because this is not the ultimate process. So by this, he shows his superior knowledge. He also understands the nature of bhakti in comparison to karma or jnana or other processes. So for this particular reason, because he has this higher knowledge, he's in the position of Brahma over the devatas. And the devatas obey Lord Brahma. So his realization is much more. The devatas, of course, realize the Lord to some extent, and the Lord is situated up there in his various forms in Svargaloka. So the devatas recognize the Lord, but not to the extent of Lord Brahma. Brahma got the Bhagavatam from Supreme Lord, so he has higher knowledge than him, and is more fixed up, so therefore he's in a higher position. So the devatas depend upon Lord Brahma for their advice. In this case, Lord Brahma appeared without anybody calling. He came on his own because he saw that the priests, Prithu, were going to try to kill Indra and put him in the fire. So Brahma on his own came at this particular point. And one reason, of course, is that Prithu Maharaj has very great power, because he's a Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So he has more power than Brahma. So actually, if he wills, yes, Indra can be killed. So he understands the position of Shaktivesh avatars like Prithu in comparison to himself and to regular jivas like in the material world, or to the special jivas like the devatas. He understands the position of everyone, so he understands Prithu's great power. So therefore he comes to try to interrupt this process of killing Indra. So in this way we can see his superior knowledge. And of course, Prithu is actually superior because he's a Shaktivesh avatar, and superior to Brahma. So we can ask the question, why did he not understand all of this previously? The answer to that, of course, is part of his pastimes, by which he will illustrate certain points. So by compromising in this way, he also shows some of his good qualities in maintaining the productivity of the earth and maintaining the population. So in this way he sets a good example also. It doesn't really say, but it's within the first Manvantara period of Brahma, first part of the day of Brahma. Yeah, so obviously it wasn't a Kali Yuga. Maybe it was Treta Yuga. Doesn't say which yuga it was, but some other yuga. No, Kali Yuga.
So my dear, Prithu was not trying to conquer Indra out of envy.
Yeah, obviously, Supreme Lord, as Shaktivesh avatar, he has no envy, he has no bad qualities, he just wanted to do 100 horse sacrifices. Unfortunately, Indra became disturbed by that, because he is famous as a performer of 100 horse sacrifices, that's all.
He's superior to Indra.
Yeah. He has a permanent position in the spiritual world. So he doesn't have a material body, whereas Indra has a material body. Brahma has a material body also.
ನಾನು ಒಂದು ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದೆ ಅವರ ಹೆಸರಿಗಾಗಿ ನಾನು ಒಂದು ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದೇನೆ.